The Breakfast Huddle replay from Money FM 89.3.
Good morning. It's the Breakfast Huddle. You're with the tech nerds, Elliot Danker and Brian Fernandez. And I say so because I'm sure, you know, you've used applications like the VLC Player.
WordPress. Firefox.
Hey, WordPress, actually, a lot of websites, a lot of company websites use it as their base CMS, content management system. And it's great, really. And if you do, then you've benefited from open source.
Yeah, so if you're not familiar with what open source is, it's basically programs or codes that are made free and available for public use.
Yes.
And it's apparently so big that IBM thought it was worth $34 billion to acquire Red Hat. Now, Red Hat is a major distributor of open source software and technology.
So the question we're asking this morning, is it worth thinking about using open source for your business? And to answer all of that, in the studio is Dirk Peter van Leeuwen, Senior Vice President and General Manager for Red Hat in Asia Pacific. DP, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Elliot. Thanks for having me.
So we touched on this very briefly, but you know, just to lay the groundwork, what is open source and how different is it from non-open source competitors?
So open source, I need to explain this first. It is not a program. It is a development model. And for it to be a development model, it is based on sharing whatever you create. So it really is the new way of innovating. Traditional innovation is about having licenses and proprietary software that you can own as a designer and therefore don't have to share your intellectual property. In open source, we believe that if you share your intellectual property and you make other people use it, they can actually build on it and they can very quickly innovate the applications based on what they've seen from others.
Right.
So it really is the driving force behind what I would say the digital disruption that we're in the middle of.
So let me take your point a little further and let's trace the steps in terms of the history of open source itself. So open source has evolved from something that was used in the 90s, say, by tech geeks and so forth, and today evolved into powering large enterprises. Give us a perspective of this transformation over the last couple of decades.
I think Red Hat has been instrumental in making that transformation happening because open source inherently is not necessarily safe to use or easy to use. In order to make it safe and easy to use for enterprise companies, we have developed a business model into which customers subscribe.
Okay.
So they're not paying for a license, they're paying for service and support that makes their open source applications work securely and safely in their environments.
And that is primarily how Red Hat makes money?
That is how we make money.
Okay. Well,
I explained to my mother once that we make money of free software, but it's hard to explain.
But I get what you mean. Okay, yeah, for starters, I have to subscribe to getting this free software. But with software, with all things tech, you are actually subscribing to the development that is constantly happening.
Yeah, but those developers are not just necessarily working for Red Hat. They're working all over the place for any company.
Right.
And therefore, you can tap into great minds and you don't necessarily have to have them on your payroll.
Yeah, so given your business model and initially, and we were talking about this offline, and I remember the times in the 90s where Red Hat came out and basically it was a small little company that was, in the era of floppy disk, and that's how old I am.
Oh, gosh.
Floppy disk, and then after that, I think making money from selling the manuals. How has your business model evolved over the years?
So this was truly the business model, and we were in the bookstores. That's where we initially got our brand name established. But then the enterprise model was really about giving enterprise companies access to open source. And initially it was Linux, right?
Okay. Yes.
And for them to use it in a safe and secure way, they needed a company that would guarantee the lifetime of the product, because open source inherently evolves so fast that 3 months down the line you have a new version, but enterprise companies don't want a new version every 3 months. They want stability for 10 or 10 plus years. We provide that, and we make sure there is support and business continuity for using open source.
And how are you adapting with the changes? For example, the 800-pound gorilla in this part of the industry, Microsoft, has evolved over the years because essentially they've made some of their products and serve open source.
That is actually great. And we've grown from being the biggest competitor to Microsoft to now being one of the largest partners of them, especially around Azure. I do need to say, though, that for open source to function, you need a community. You need people. It's not just about giving your software away so that others can see it. It's about developing it from the grounds up with a community of people who want to contribute.
In the studio is Dirk Peter van Leeuwen, Senior Vice President and General Manager for Red Hat in Asia Pacific. We are talking about open source. DP, I guess, you know, for people who are unfamiliar, let's talk about which sectors you see strong adoption for open source in Singapore, and why have you chosen these sectors? Which are the ones we should pay attention to?
So I actually honestly believe, because of the digital disruption and the role that open source plays in it, that many companies adopted. But in Singapore, predominantly, we see very strong adoption in banking. Think about DBS, but also the new and upcoming startups like Grab. They're also a great customer of ours, and they're also using our solutions for their company.
DP, how about the SME space, which will obviously benefit from some of the lower cost of ownership that's often associated with open source software? Do you see that happening now, and what areas specifically would that evolve into?
We see that across the board. To your point, it is a very easy way to start using software. It is low cost. You don't pay for a license. You only pay for the updates and the support that you need. So SMEs benefit tremendously with open source.
DP, I'd like to take you back to a comment you made earlier on about how at Red Hat, it's about making open source secure. How secure is open source? Because there was a survey by this software company called Sonatype, and it said that open source breaches have increased by 71% in the past 5 years. We've had many conversations with tech experts, and it's always going to be hard. There's always these bad guys are always going to come up with new things. But how secure is open source?
I think if it has to be secure, it has to be open source.
Okay.
It is that simple, because if you don't have an open source solution, you will not be able to see when security breaches are actually taking place. In a proprietary world, and we've seen this for many, many years, we heard about leaks years after they were already there and years after they had been exploited. Mm-hmm. You normally only heard about the leaks when the vendor was patching them, only at that point in time. In an open source world, as soon as an issue is being discovered, it will be solved within the next 24 hours.
So you're saying that, and just to clarify, leaks are going to happen, but at least with open source, it's rectified very quickly.
There are so many eyes on the ball.
Okay.
Somebody will see it very, very soon.
Okay.
And that's very contrary to proprietary software, where a vendor can actually keep it quiet for you for a long time while you're exposed and while you're in massive danger of being breached.
DP, that's a good point, because essentially that's one of the advantages of open source adoption, is the speed of reaction. But let me draw the listeners' attention closer to your business itself. What's the strategy for Red Hat for Asia Pacific region, which is your responsibility?
So we're expanding rapidly in Asia Pacific. In the last 10 years, we grew our business to 5 times what it was 10 years ago. So it's a very fast growing region. We've opened up in like 8 offices in the last 3 years in different countries around the region. And we see strong growth across the region, from Japan to China to even Singapore is one of our fast growing regions.
And what sort of numbers do you do in the region?
Well, we don't share the numbers. We don't break them out from a corporate point of view, but on a corporate side, we had like $879 million revenue last quarter, and we're a $3.5 billion company right now. So serious numbers.
This morning, we've been chatting with Dirk Peter van Leeuwen, Senior Vice President and General Manager for Red Hat in Asia Pacific, talking to us about open source. DP, thank you so much for taking the time to come by the studio this morning.
It was my pleasure, Elliot. Thank you so much for having me.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. or download the SPH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.